Hello learners, in this session today, we will talk about the business process outsourcing, which is BPO. The objectives that we would cover would be to describe the domestic BPO industry, to assess the individual growth of an employee within this industry, to adapt the work culture of a BPO industry, to identify the types of domestic BPO companies, and to list the various skills required for the industry. Domestic BPO industry. So let us first familiarize ourselves with the domestic BPO industry. Let us understand what is it. During the past few years, the country has seen phenomenal developments in political, social, and economic infrastructure accelerated by the strong forces globalization and the radical changes in IT. The booming segment comprising ITs and BPOs are the core sectors that have driven the country into the epicenter of change. You may be aware of the term domestic business process outsourcing. It is a partnership between companies wherein the service provider partners with a consulting firm to outsource the calls and the requests that they receive regarding their product or service that they are providing. Basically, all the queries are redirected to an outsourcing firm to handle the responses on a regular basis of their products and services. And that is why the demand of BPO is increasing, because for every product and service, we do have to have a customer support system. The users would definitely have some questions or complaints around the products or services that we are using, and that calls for a dedicated team to answer their queries and send the responses to their queries or to entertain the complaints they are trying to raise. This particular industry, based on the growing businesses, is also getting enlarged, and lots of jobs are getting created within this particular industry. And there is a growth prospect in this particular industry when it concerns to an individual. There are some key career opportunities in the BPO industry. There could be a medical transcription, there could be data entry jobs, there could be medical billing, there would be email support jobs, there would be web designing jobs, there would be technical writing also. Then there is education process outsourcing, the recruitment process outsourcing, knowledge process outsourcing, and some of the voice and semi-voices processes for inbound and outbound support. Now let us talk about the hierarchy in a BPO. Especially in the vertical growth, it would refer to the growth pattern with respect to a single department or a process in the BPO industry. Let us see how does it grow. The basic would be call center executive. This guy would make or receive the calls. It would further grow to the senior call center executive or team coach. Getting promoted to this position, the responsibilities would change to taking the calls and to help the new recruits in handling the calls. It further gets to team leader. This position would be responsible for the team members' performance that normally consists of 15 or 20 call center agents and specially two team coaches. This would further grow into the operations manager. This guy would be fully responsible for a complete process. This position further grows into service delivery manager. At this position, somebody would be responsible for all the processes going on within this particular vertical. Now let us talk about the horizontal growth. Vertical growth pattern we have already covered. Horizontal growth opportunities that a call center agent can choose would depend on his skills and the performance. The horizontal growth is with respect to various departments in the domestic BPO industry. There could be recruitment, shortlisting the profiles by identifying the right profiles and conducting the selection rounds. Then there would be training. That could be a product training or process training or the trainings on the soft skills or voice and accent. Then there would be human resources to prevent any exploitation of an employee. Then there would be human potential management. That would be to plan career growth of employees. All the BPOs have a high attrition rate. This function has to ensure that it provides growth opportunities. Then comes sales, generating new business for the company, housekeeping, maintenance and upkeep of the company premises, And then there is finance, managing the funds of the company and also looking at various options to raise money for the company wherein the cost of funds is low. Now let us talk about the work culture in the domestic BPO industry. The liberalization of the Indian economy has given access to the arrival of the businesses, so business processing outsourcing culture is increased. India has all the components to set up a successful industry, starting from cheap and educated labor force in the form of our youth to information technology, internet and computer accompanied with telecommunication skills. And we also have the potential clients and customers within our country. The BPO as such has certainly provided a lot of employment opportunity for the unemployed. It has also helped in reduction of the gender disparity by providing equal opportunity to the female section of the society. In the present scenario, when you visit a BPO company, it has a vibrant environment. Generally, the interiors and the overall infrastructure is set up to make people nice and energetic. This exciting industry also involves a lot of hard work and specialized skills to deal with all kind of customers. We would never get confused that the BPO industry is basically the easiest industry to get into. It is not actually the case. To get into the BPO industry and to keep up with your work profile, you have to take care of your skill set and you have to grow on a regular basis. The 24/7 work environment. You will find a round-the-clock working culture in the BPO sector, and it is especially because we serve the different economies in different time zones. People work in both day and night shifts. This is to ensure that the customer services are available round the clock. Especially within a particular region also, sometimes we do get free at some particular time and we do call the customer care of some particular product at that time only, and we want them to be available to answer our queries, and that is why the BPO work culture is spread 24/7. Perfect merger. In the BPO sector, you will find people with a perfect blend of professionalism and friendliness. People are not treated as machines and are given equal opportunities of growth in every sphere of learning. BPO companies create a friendly working atmosphere so that the employees would not feel suffocated. Next, we have rejuvenation channels. As BPO companies have long working hours, pressure to meet the deadlines and to achieve targets takes its toll on the well-being of the employees. You will see that most of the quality BPO companies offer world-class channels to de-stress the employees and to motivate them. Entertaining events and parties are organized at regular intervals so that the employees are relieved and invigorated to take the challenges head-on. Domestic BPO companies have other recreational facilities such as gym, sports and activity room and cafes as well. Motivation and acknowledgement. BPO employees work hard to meet deadlines and targets. You will find that motivation is a great booster when it comes to deliver high-end results. In order to ensure the team is motivated, team leaders and managers keep the morale of the employee high through encouraging words. Good and outstanding work is always recognized and rewarded in the form of perks, incentives, gift certificates, etc. You will never feel the dearth of guidance and encouragement in this industry. Now, types of domestic BPO companies. There are different types, and the basic reason for outsourcing routine jobs in big organizations is to save money on salaries, infrastructure, and specialization. There are two basic functions that any BPO company performs: inbound and outbound. Inbound means taking incoming calls. Incoming calls means the calls made by the customer to call center agent, which is customer service. Just to give an example, a person banking with HDFC Bank would call you to know the balance in his account, or maybe a customer may call up to customer service to know whether his bank charges have been reversed or not. This gives the customers a sense of freedom as they can get in touch with their respective service provider anytime and anywhere. Outbound. Outbound means making outgoing calls. Outgoing calls focus on selling a product or service. In this type of calling, you will call customers at random from the database and the BPO executive will sell a product or service to the customer. For example, if a bank has come out with a new product, you can call up the existing customers of the bank and you can try to promote the new service. This process is also called cross-selling. Types of BPO companies can also be classified into two major categories, domestic BPO companies and international BPO companies. Domestic BPO companies, as the name specifies, these are the companies that handle sales and customer service only for the Indian clients. Some key domestic BPO companies in India are ICICI Bank, SBI, Fab Furnish, Amazon India and Flipkart, and there are many more. Some of the examples of the international BPO companies. So first of all, international BPO companies would handle sales and customer service for foreign clients. Some of the examples would be American Express, Genpact, Wipro, Tech Mahindra, HCL, TCS, so on and so forth. Both domestic and international BPO companies can be classified into two major categories, captive BPOs and third-party BPOs. In the case of captive BPOs, the parent company will set up a dedicated call service for servicing its own clients. The objective of setting up a captive BPO is to ensure that the customers get excellent and quality service within the least possible time. Third-party BPO, on the other hand, one company handling many accounts or processes. For an example, one BPO, say XYZ, could handle 6 processes, of which 3 processes could be from UK, 2 could be from US, some other would be from India, some others would be from Australia. These processes can again either be inbound or outbound, or maybe a combination of both. All the third-party BPOs are rated each year by NASSCOM on the basis of some of the set parameters. To work in a BPO industry, especially in the domestic BPO, you need to have some skills. Let us talk about those skills. First of all, understanding the English language. If you are working for a company wherein the company's clients are spread globally, or if it is within India, those clients are spread across the states, then you have to have an understanding of the language that the clients understand. So basically, you need to understand the English language. If you are working for a company which is limited to a particular region, you should be speaking a regional language. For any of these, there are some common skills that you have to have, like the confidence to be able to talk to anyone. You have to have the flexibility with working in shifts. You have to have good communication skills. You should be soft-spoken and you should have adaptability, and also you should have the working knowledge of computers. There are no specific educational qualifications required in order to work in a BPO as a customer service officer, operator, or a call center advisor, representative, or a customer service representative. But some reputed industries demand basic IT skills. If you think talking to customers is not possible for you, then BPO companies also offer two different types of non-voice jobs. The first one of them would be data entry. This requires updating organization databases on various details of customers and clients. Another type would be transaction processing, answering to customer queries and inquiries and responding to the complaints over the email. This is all for this session. Let us quickly summarize what we have discussed. In this lesson, we have understood about the BPO industry. We are now able to identify the individual's growth structure within a BPO. We have familiarized ourselves with the work culture in a BPO, and we have also learnt about the various types of domestic BPO companies like inbound or outbound and international BPO companies. I hope this information would be useful to you. Thank you so much.